So someone asked people online, and I came across this BuzzFeed article. It was, what's the most scandalous thing you've ever seen happen at work? Now, we had a huge one that happened here within the walls of 99.7 DJX a couple decades ago, I guess it would have been at this point. And I forgot that we had another bit of scandal that has rolled through the building a while ago. What I'll get to here in just a sec.
Okay.
But another listener, who I'm going to keep the name out of it, texted us and said, found out someone was double dipping and was selling drugs from work. She had meetings all the time, and we caught on after a while.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no.
Yeah. This is the you'll never believe what happened at work today stories.
Oh, my goodness.
Another one, a freelancer at a magazine tried to get people to unionize, but didn't know the staff well. So we put a list of phone numbers together and called them to say how awful the owner was.
No. Oh, no, no.
Turned out one of the employees was the owner's wife.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Trying to unionize, huh? Well, guess what?
Oh,
see ya.
Oh, boy. Oh, that is not good.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
So this is another one. A movie theater manager got busted for undercharging people who paid cash. So she'd charge them the children's rate and then pocket the difference.
Oh, goodness.
Turned out she'd been doing it for years and stole tens of thousands of dollars.
Tens of thousands?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so another story. I kind of relates to that a little bit. From here, this again was a former employee that worked a long, long time ago. So
they worked the front desk too, right?
Yes, they did. They did double duty at the front desk, and then they helped schedule commercials as part of their other job. So, you know, we play music and we also play commercials that advertisers are fabulous advertisers. Yes, they pay for because, you know, we have so many listeners that listen to 99.7 DJX.
Yes, that's how we pay our bills.
Exactly, exactly. Well, she was, as people were coming in to like deliver commercials to be played, she would just accept their cash and just say, yeah, I'll get it on.
Oh, that is not how that's supposed to work.
And she was,
you were supposed to go through a sales executive.
Right. She was bypassing the whole company.
No.
She was like, no. Yeah.
People we're good. Come in and say, hey, I've got a commercial. Will you guys play it? Okay.
She's like, yeah,
for
sure.
$50.
Right. Oh, I think she was charging more,
than that.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
but
wow.
It was, yeah. So she was here for a minute and we found out and then, she was gone. But yeah, that was nothing that, again, never affected me personally, but that was some goss, some hot goss that was going around the old radio station. Radio stations are just an interesting
hotbed for that stuff, huh?
They're an interesting place. Speaking of radio stations, we got another message from a listener who I'm going to keep her name out of it, said, scandal within work. My ex-husband worked for another radio group here in Louisville, had just gotten married to me, and we had a daughter. His coworkers knew me and our daughter, but they hooked him up with one of his coworkers' best friends. All behind my back. Then when we went through the divorce, he tried to pay child support with gift cards that he took from their prize closet.
No!
Oh! Oh!
That's not how that's supposed to be used. No.
Who tries to pay child support in...
Well, that
it's like, could you imagine you or I going... Okay, I know this isn't money per se, but this is $50 to spend at
fine restaurant.
At this fine restaurant. Here's a Visa gift card that a listener didn't pick up, and so
it can be
I'm just going to go ahead and give that to you.
Okay, are we covered this month?
Works the same as cash, I think.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
Oh shoot!
My gosh.
One more most scandalous thing that you've seen at work. Manager at a landscaping company was hooking up with the owner's wife.
Oh, gosh.
He decided to talk dirty to her. with his speakerphone on.
What?
And his two-way radio was keyed so everybody at the company heard it.
Are you kidding? What the heck?
I'll tell you, you know what?
Oh,
it's stories
gosh.
Like that. It's like, you know what? They needed to get caught.
Oh, 1,000%.
They needed to get caught.
You deserved that.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you deserved it.
The tea just going around is just so great.
Oh, that is five orange juicy.
Oh, I like this. Another listener just texted in my pre-professional life serving at restaurants. There was one restaurant in particular, pretty much had no rules. And all the other servers would take shots the whole shift and essentially get wild with the customers on the patio. It was known for its lovely outside eating area with music always packed and a hot spot.
In the early and mid-2000s.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. I love it. I love it. And so, I'll tell you what. If anyone within the sound of my voice who's ever worked in the food industry knows that the food industry is another breed.
Oh, 1,000%.
That is, I worked for in the food industry early on in my career, and just a wild. I met my wife there.
See, there you go. Yeah. But you know what? And if the waiter is drinking with you, you're coming back, aren't you?
Right.
How fun.
Yes.
You like, made him. You made
Josh!
A bestie.
Josh!
Yeah,
shots, right? We're going to do shots, right? Love that. All right. Hey, thanks for all the stories. Most scandalous thing that you've ever seen happen at work.